Hello and welcome to Medical Economics Pulse, a quick-hitting news podcast that keeps busy physicians in the know. We offer concise updates on the most important developments affecting your practice, your bottom line, and the broader healthcare landscape, delivered to you by our editorial team at Medical Economics. It's February 7th, 2025, and here are today's headlines. Leading physician organizations are calling on the Trump administration to restore and preserve publicly available data from the CDC and NIH. They argue that recent removals or limits on health information could jeopardize patient care and research. The group stressed that easy access to reliable data is a cornerstone of public health, helping physicians make informed decisions and policymakers craft effective health strategies. Next up, a look at the January jobs report. While new jobs slipped compared to the 2024 average, the healthcare industry was a top contributor to new jobs in January, adding 43,700 jobs. Hospitals led with 13,900, followed by nursing and residential care facilities with 13,200 new positions. Physician practices hired 2,200 new workers. Finally, a new Super Bowl ad from telehealth company Hims & Hers promoting semaglutide has drawn sharp criticism from the Partnership for Safe Medicines. The organization calls the ad nothing short of reckless, alleging it oversimplifies a serious prescription drug and could put viewers at risk if they seek out semaglutide without proper medical guidance. And that's it for today's Medical Economics Pulse. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes and read more health business news and expert content at medicaleconomics.com. Be sure to subscribe to our premier podcast, Off the Chart, a Business of Medicine podcast, which features lively and informative conversations with healthcare experts, opinion leaders, and practicing physicians about the challenges facing doctors and medical practices. Thanks for tuning in.